More than 200 private landowners from across the country gathered in Bangor today to talk about conservation and how they can collaborate to protect wildlife while also expanding commercial forestry. Finding a balance between conservation and economic interests remains a big challenge. But as A.J. Higgins reports, stakeholders from both sides say there is room for middle ground.
One place for middle ground is a conservation easement. Typically purchased from or donated by a landowner, easements extinguish development rights and protect public access, but they also allow the same landowner to continue to farm or cut the land. During the Private Lands Partners Day conference, Lisa Pullman, executive director of the Natural Resources Council of Maine, said Maine currently protects about 20% of private lands through easements or other agreements. She says increasing that percentage remains a challenge as landowners consider development and other restrictions.
Private landowners, particularly the large private landowners, obviously have economic interests. They own big swaths of land, mostly in the North Woods, and they're interested in making a profit.
Jim Robbins, whose family company manages about 28,000 acres of land in the Searsmont area and in the Nicotalus Lake region of northern Hancock County, says stricter regulations governing the use of the property can dramatically increase the value of an easement. And he says that's an advantage for landowners who can use the money to defray lumbering costs on other portions of the property.
We're very much in favor of conservation easements. In fact, we did the first really big conservation easement in the state of Maine back in 1999. We put a conservation easement on 23,000 acres around Nicotalus Lake and Westlake. And since then, we've done three smaller conservation easements, one on the Union River, and then we did one in Appleton and one in Warren, Maine.
While many landowners and timber harvesters support public access to their properties through easements and other mechanisms, others remain leery, in part because of outdoor enthusiasts who don't respect private property. Patrick Strouk is the executive director of the Maine Forest Products Council. He works with private landowners to try to balance competing interests.
It doesn't take very much to destroy a road during the spring season. And if you're a small landowner with a pickup truck or an ATV that goes down your road in mud season when everybody else is off of the road, you do quite a bit of damage. And that liability, that environmental liability for putting sediment into a stream is also stays with the landowner.
The Private Lands Partners Day event held in Bangor is the 10th such workshop to be held nationally and is dedicated to community-based conservation efforts. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm A.J. Higgins.